The man known as the father of Chicano music has died.
Eduardo Guerrero died yesterday. He was 88. He was known by the nickname Lalo.
In the 1940s, Lalo Guerrero captured the spirit and style of the Mexican-American pachuco culture.
They're real hip cats. Today they might call them cholos or low riders. Some of them wore zoot suits. They wore khaki pants. They had a certain slang, Spanish style that they spoke called calo.
Mark Guerrero is Lalo's son and a musician himself.
He was the first to write and record songs using that slang in the records, and he'd record swing and boogie-woogie and blues songs.
Swing chicas patas, ese es mi borlo, lo bailo en Tula, con una chula, lo bailo en San Juan, con una huisita todo tren, hey, lo bailan los carnales ahí en Sangrará, también los camaradas ahí en Sambra, también las chavalonas en Verdugo, también los pachucones en el Chugo, se pone a todo tren.
Lalo Guerrero wrote many kinds of music, boleros, children's songs, blues. As a lyricist, he covered many topics, from the struggles of farm workers to spoofs of popular songs. In the 1950s, when Walt Disney had a huge hit with the TV show, movie, and song Davy Crockett, Guerrero spoofed the tune with a Spanish language version.
Guerrero's pachuco music found a new life in the late 1970s in the Broadway musical called Zoot Suit.
Yo tengo una novia que sabe querer. Cuando me besa yo no sé qué hacer. Me siento muy sabroso. Me siento muy sabroso. Yo no sé lo que siento cuando mi bebé.
His son Mark remembers growing up with a musician father could be hard. Their home was filled with music, but his father was often traveling.
I remember being like two and a half years old and being upset because he'd go on the road, you know, and he'd be gone for several weeks. And when he'd come back, I wouldn't speak to him for a few hours because I was hurt that he left. And then, you know, after a few hours, I'd warm up and everything would be great again.
Talent and hard work earned the elder Guerrero national TV appearances and in 1997 a trip to the White House when he won the National Medal of the Arts.
It was a long journey for a boy born to Mexican parents in the barrios of Tucson, Arizona, who had no formal music education. Mark Guerrero.
He just had a great joie de vivre, you know, great joy of life. He just enjoyed his life. He had fun. He laughed. He was silly. He loved music, loved parties, loved people.
Mark Guerrero, talking about his father, Eduardo Lalo Guerrero, who died yesterday in Rancho Mirage, California, at the age of 88.